Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of Juwanza for Life. Oh my God, oh my God, my God, my God. We're going all the way. I am so very excited to be before you once again. I truly, truly appreciate you. I don't take it for granted that you could not be somewhere else doing something else. And just by virtue of the fact that you are here today, that lets me know that you have an interest in going all the way. You want to live. That's why you're listening. That's why you tuned in. And you tuned in and listening to the right guest today. I've got a special show lined up for you today. And let me just, when you hear the bio, okay, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, okay, I can't wait to hear. Okay, so let me give you a little description of what we're going to be talking about today. My special guest today is Dr. Ruby Lathan. She is a holistic health and wellness expert and advocate for plant-based nutrition. Dr. Lathan inspires with a powerful story of recovering from thyroid cancer through alternative treatment focused on a whole foods, plant-based diet. Dr. Lathan, who holds a Ph.D. in industrial and systems engineering and a B.S. in computer science, began teaching others about the benefit and the power of plant-based nutrition. She motivates others to take charge of their health and provides tools for living healthy, disease-free, and above our daily routines to experience the peace and joy of life's journey. Dr. Lathan served as nutrition policy manager and lobbyist at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, where she led a national initiative to improve child nutrition and prevent chronic disease through emphasis on plant-based options in the National School Lunch Program. Dr. Lathan is a dynamic speaker and educator, hosting a number of seminars, workshops, and healthful vegan cooking demonstrations. Dr. Lathan is a health and wellness contributing writer for African American Lifestyle magazine and a host of an alternative health webcast called Health 365 and Whole Foods vegan cooking show, which is called The Veggie Chest. With all that, I know that you, like me, can't wait to hear from this awesome, awesome guest. Dr. Lathan, thank you so much for agreeing to be my guest this afternoon. Welcome to Juwanza for Life.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to join the show. I've listened to you before, and you've had some great guests, so I'm just really happy to be here.
Well, you are another one in a long list of powerful shows, and this is going to be no less powerful, and I'm just extremely pleased and honored that you agreed to be my guest this afternoon, because we're talking about life. We're talking about living. We're talking about living a disease-free, healthy life. And there are so many people out there that are experiencing such dis-ease, you know, with whatever conditions that they may be suffering from. And there are a lot of people out there that need hope. You know, they need to know that whatever it is that they're praying for the answer to is here, you know. And having said that, I want to get into this fabulous interview that I know is awaiting us. Dr. Lathan has a powerful testimony, everybody, and when you hear it, you're going to be like, wow, because this is somebody is giving her personal testimony. She's not talking about something that she heard somebody else say, oh, I know somebody who knew somebody who had a cousin whose uncle told her this. Okay? This is her personal testimony. I can't wait to hear it. Doctor, what got you started on this path?
Well, that's a great question, because everyone always asks that when they hear, you know, that my background was in engineering and I worked in that field for a while and was pretty good at it. And, well, but what kind of changed the course of everything was in 2007, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. I was completely stunned, shocked, completely unexpected, because I thought I was pretty healthy. And I just had the desire to do all natural remedies for this, because I knew other people that I'd heard about who had healed themselves naturally of cancer. And I thought, you know, if they can do it, why can't I? And I really was against the idea of removing my entire thyroid and then being on medication for the rest of my life. I knew the terrible side effects of most medication, and that just didn't seem like a viable option for me to be dependent on this medication forever. So I, you know, started researching. I was a research engineer. I basically turned my life into my research project, took a leave from my job, and just started researching everything I possibly could about what causes cancer, what cures cancer, what causes thyroid cancer, what cures that, and just really started delving into to find the answers. I was really determined to find out what I needed to do to make this happen. So in the course of that study, over and over and over, I kept coming across, you know, what heals the body is plant-based foods, whole foods, real food, and taking out junk. So it was like, give your body what it needs, the supplements, the real food, the juices, things that it needs, and stop putting in fake food, animal-based food, garbage food that's not really about nutrition. And if you do those two things, you give your body a chance to heal, you build your immune system, and the body can heal itself. And so that's what I did. I completely changed my diet, my lifestyle, you know, got rid of the stress that was hanging over my life, and changed everything. I mean, from the way that I, you know, exercise to my thinking to my food. And then I came up, you know, with my own nutrition plan after I had consulted with so many people and was getting overwhelmed with everything. I came up with my own plan of what I thought would work. And a year later, it did work. I was completely cancer-free. My thyroid shrunk down to normal size. And then the tumor that was there that was cancerous turned benign, and then a few months after that, the tumor went away altogether. And that's how I got into this after that. Everyone wanted to know how I did it and what I did, and I was asked to speak about it, talk about it, and then, you know, so a bit after that, I started making this a more formal thing because I really enjoyed helping people, and I wanted to have a way that I could do that more consistently.
Wow, that is
awesome. That's the short story.
Well, that's awesome. That's powerful. Just the fact that you took matters into your own hands, and, you know, I often give the example of if, you know, there are 100 people in line or 10 people in line, and, you know, everybody's lined up single file, and if you're walking and everybody in front of you is falling off of a cliff, then you have the option to remain in that line and be the 10th person or the 100th person that end up at the bottom of the canyon, or you can say, let me get out of this line and go in another direction. And it took courage, I think, for you to do that. And for anybody that's listening that may be suffering from any dis-ease or ailment, it's going to take courage. Could you talk about that, just the courage that it took
Sure.
to do it? And I don't know if in your particular case you had family members or loved ones that may have cautioned you against taking the route that you were taking, because somebody says, you know, look, I'm not going to take this medication that the doctor's prescribing me. You know, very well-meaning loved ones will often say, no, no, child, you better take that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So did you have to exercise courage, overcome all of that?
Yes, absolutely. You have to have not only courage but resolve to follow through with what you started. And I say, you know, I took an educated journey, educated risk. It wasn't just something to say, oh, I'm not going to take medication, and then you do nothing, because now you're setting yourself up for failure. You have to do something different. You have to have a different plan. So when I did decide to do that, you know, fortunately my immediate family was supportive, because they pretty much know that when I make up my mind to do something, I'm pretty much going to do it. So they didn't really pressure me to do the alternative. I could feel the concern, but I had tons of friends, especially my friends in the medical industry, who were doctors and nurses and medical students, who are all like, do the surgery now, right away. You know, cancer's going to go all over your body. Do it immediately. And so, you know, I got a lot of that, and especially from my doctor, the endocrinologist, you know, was very negative about the approach that I was taking. You know, initially he's like, yeah, do what you want. You have a couple of months before we're going to do the surgery, so whatever you want to try, go ahead, but I've never seen anyone healed of thyroid cancer. So, you know, to me that was almost a challenge. And the other thing that rubbed me the wrong way is that immediately I felt thrown into a system that wasn't about me at all. It was about, this is what you do for this type of cancer. It doesn't matter what type, you know, what you want to do. This is the process, and now you're just the cog in the wheel of our machine. And I didn't feel good about that. It didn't feel right. It felt like I was just part of a system that may or may not work. And so I had to definitely have courage, because there was a possibility it might not work, and there's a possibility it could grow. I did take ultrasounds every couple of months to monitor, to see if there was any change. So that was one safety net for me. And the other thing was, thyroid cancer, fortunately, is a very slow-growing cancer. So it's not typically one like some aggressive cancers that grow by leaps and bounds in a month or two. So I did have that time, but it was definitely courage to kind of buck the system. Every time I went to a doctor, I'd get discouraged at first because they were so negative, and I had to just continue to say, look, I am my doctor. Give me my reports. You don't have to send them to some other doctor, because I am the one in charge here. And they weren't used to doing that. They weren't used to actually giving you the results of your own test. They were used to telling you what the results are. And I'm like, no, I want to see the numbers. I want to see the centimeters. I want to see exactly what you're talking about here. I can understand this. I'm not your typical, person who's just going to take your word for it. And the interesting thing about it is, when my thyroid did shrink, it wasn't the doctor who told me. It was me looking at the report and saying, wait, wasn't my thyroid about 7 centimeters before, and now it's 4? And he said, yes. And I was like, well, why didn't you tell me that? So they take so much for granted. They're not often, and I'm not against doctors or the medical industry, but I am against, being a cog in a wheel of a system and just taking somebody's word for it without you taking charge yourself. And so it took a lot to stand up against that. And, eventually I fired my endocrinologist and got another one who was more supportive of what I was doing to just monitor my progress. It took a lot. It took a lot of resolve. And fortunately, I did have a good friend who was studying to be a naturopathic doctor, who was really in my corner and was fully believing that I could heal naturally. And it's always good to have at least that one person who believes in what you're doing, that you can, vent to and, be fearful with, and then they can kind of boost you back up. It took a lot. And it was just, to me, I was like, it's me and God. We're on this journey. I'm going to be okay. Either way, I'm just going to follow through with it.
It's so amazing that with the track record that the medical establishment has, and when it comes to treating these diseases like cancer or arthritis, whatever it is, diabetes, whatever the case is, sickle cell, whatever the case is, that they continue on even though track record doesn't improve. It's like, okay, we keep giving the people the same thing. We're getting the same results.
Exactly. Exactly. And they're so adamant about the chemo and the things that literally kill people sometimes. Many people die not from the cancer, but from the radiation and the chemo. And they probably would have lived years longer just doing, without those things. But they continue to push it as if it's a surefire thing. But when you say you're doing natural methods, you're going to do a whole food diet, you're going to go vegan, you're going to go plant-based, it's like you have said something crazy. And I don't know anyone yet who's died from a plant-based diet, or who's died from taking supplements, or who's died from taking high-dose vitamins. But I know tons of people who've died from the traditional cancer treatments. It's very discouraging. And I'm waiting for the day, I hope I'm alive, the day when the medical industry says, okay, let's use nutritional therapy, let's use vitamin therapy, let's use juicing, let's use things that don't actually tear down the body but build up the body, and actually where insurance covers that. I'm waiting for that day. When that shift occurs, because sooner or later, the public is getting smart enough to know traditional stuff isn't really working, and that there is another way that they can, take charge right now and not even wait for that shift to happen.
I really commend you for the work that you do in educating people, because it's so important to be educated and to do your research. Because there are a lot of people who may be tuning into this show right now that are praying for an answer. They're praying for the answer. They're asking God to heal them of cancer, heal them of sickle cell, heal them of whatever the condition is, diabetes or whatever the condition is. And the healing is already here. It's already in the earth, you know.
It is.
And it's not like Dr. Lathan is the only person that's going around healing people and giving people information. There are others because, you know, I tell people that if it was, you know, one person that was doing it, if somebody was saying there's only one, I know one guy who's healing people, and then I would think to myself, well, God would put that information in the hands of one person, you know. No, there are many people
right.
that are out here healing people, and, you know, just for you to go about and educate people that you can take control of your own life. And I think for those people that are praying for the answer, in many cases, not all, but in many cases, people are waiting for the announcement to come across the airwaves. You know, we
mm-hmm.
interrupt this program to bring you this special report. You know, we
right.
have now found cure for cancer. We have now found a cure for sickle cell or whatever the case
mm-hmm.
is, and it might they're expecting this the people to go into the laboratories and come up with a pill, you know.
Right.
So
exactly.
If you could talk
and
about just the needle.
I agree with you. I mean, that is what the pharmaceutical industry is waiting for, is that pill that they can sell and make billions of dollars off of when, you know, the studies have shown that many cancer cures have been suppressed by pharmaceuticals, by big pharma, because it would compete with the trillions of dollars that they're making giving medications that don't work. I mean, there are some shots for leukemia and other things that are $500 per shot, and you need a series of these. So they're making so much money that it will be at least another 100 years before they allow that structure to come down and actually have low-cost, non-patentable methods of healing. Because that's the reason that you're not hearing about, oh, there are hundreds of cures for cancer naturally, and that's because the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want to give up the money they're making from scaring people into taking their mostly ineffective treatments. And so it is my life mission to educate people and let people know that you can heal by going to the grocery store and starting in the produce aisle, and that
mm-hmm.
will be your healing, and you don't have to do all this other stuff. It's very simple, and sometimes the answer seems too simple for some people, but it is pretty simple.
And for those, you just said it, it's so easy that it's hard to believe for a lot of people
mm-hmm.
because the thought, I think, is that because we're so trusting in the medical establishment, you know, we're so trusting,
right.
it's hard to believe that if, because we're thinking, you know, the public at large is thinking, well, if Dr. Lathan knows this, you know, wouldn't the medical establishment know this? And if they do, why would they...
Why aren't they telling us?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know what the thing is, and with all the doctors that I know, most of them have said they've had no more than 8 hours of training in nutrition in their entire medical training completely.
Mm.
So they actually don't know what I know about healing the body with food. They have no idea. So they can't prescribe that or tell their patients that unless they have studied, like, you know, other some holistic physicians that I know have done, studied on their own and know how to coach people into what to do. Besides pharmaceuticals, the medical industry teaches doctors to use medication and to do surgery, and that's what they do. That's what they're trained to do. So for them to do something other than that, it takes them going outside of their traditional training and looking at other options, which generally is not the case. And that's what's really unfortunate about this. And like I said, the research that is available has been suppressed, and a lot of the people who push it forward are labeled as quacks or, you know, scam artists or something like this because of the disinformation campaign that the pharmaceuticals put out. But you can, you know, there are so many people who are going on this natural path, and so many people that I've met who have already tried the traditional stuff and it hasn't worked, and they often come as a last resort and then find the answer and say, I wish I had known this first. And that's why it's so important to have shows like yours that are just giving people this information freely to say, here it is, you can do it, take charge of your health, and you can turn things around.
You know, you said it just there. You said you can do it, take charge of your health. And I think that for a lot of people, that's where the issue comes in, because, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible, and this is what this all reminds me of. There's a scripture in the Bible where this man came to Jesus and said, you know, what must I do to be saved? He said, the response was, well, you know, basically paraphrase, you know, live the laws or whatever. And he was like, well, I've done that ever since I was a child. He said, well, okay, then go sell everything you have. And it says that the man, you know, walked away sad because he was a man of great possessions. He could not release what he had to, I guess, obtain everlasting life, as the scripture says. But it reminds me of a person that's praying for healing. And God says, you know, they're saying, God, heal me of this cancer. Heal me of this sickle cell. Heal me of this diabetes. And God says, okay, go clean out your refrigerator. Get rid of the meat, the dairy, the sugar, the white flour, all of those things. Get rid of it and now adopt a plant-based diet. And then the person drops their eyes to the ground and they walk away sad because they're unwilling to let those things go to heal, you know. And because the expectation in coming when praying, I think, for a lot of people is either somebody's going to develop a pill or God is going to zap me, you know. He's going to zap me with healing.
Right.
Now, not against miraculous healing. I believe if anything is possible. But if God were to zap you and heal you of cancer or sickle cell or diabetes, whatever caused those conditions, if you don't change, God would have to be zapping you every year, because if you don't change your diet or live it, you know, then you'll be wearing God out every year. You'd be that, God, I need another zap. I went back to the doctor.
Right.
Come back.
And that's the thing. Yeah, you're absolutely right, is that people don't sometimes they don't get it. They want to look at natural medicine sometimes as the same as the traditional medicine, where you just take a pill and you keep doing what you're doing. And a lot of people don't go this route because they don't want to, because they're addicted to the junk. They're addicted to the meat, the cheese, and the junk food, and the coffee and soda and the sugar and all of that. So the idea of eating what they think is a boring, you know, rabbit food is something they're just not willing to do. And I've seen people literally say, I'd rather die eating what I love to eat than to switch my diet. And they did, in fact, pass away. And I thought that was just a travesty. But once people realize, you know, that plant foods are not all rabbit food, and so what if they are, but they're not boring, they're not distasteful, they're not, you know, bland, that you can actually have a very exciting, healthy, plant-based diet, then it becomes a little more acceptable. And for me, initially, it didn't matter to me what I had to eat to heal. I didn't care how nasty the supplement was or what herbs I needed to take or drink. I was just going to put it in my body because I'm trying to live. So it didn't even matter what it tasted like. But after, you know, going through this process for several months, I said, you know, I want this has to be a lifestyle change, because just as you said, if you go back to doing what you did and didn't change anything, it's going to come back. You know, whatever got you here, you know, is going to reoccur. And that's why we have this idea of remission, because in traditional medicine, sure, it is remission, because they only pushed it back for the symptoms back for a little while. And then, you know, your body tries to suppress it until it reemerges if you don't change anything. So knowing that, I said, okay, this has to be a long-term thing. So I have to learn how to make this healthy food taste good. How can I combine it in a way that I'm getting everything I need, but in a way that actually makes eating enjoyable? Because there were some things that I just ate that were not enjoyable. And so I started, you know, cooking to a different way and making more raw food dishes and combining the things I needed to eat anyway, like the, you know, lots of raw garlic and onions and cilantro and leafy greens and all those things, learning how to combine those in a way that would taste good, but it was everything I needed anyway. And so that takes effort, you know, and a lot of people sometimes aren't willing to take that effort. They'd rather just go and have a surgery and, you know, get things cut out and then continue life as usual. And unfortunately, that doesn't work most of the time. You end up with something else coming back, the same thing coming back, or it popping up in a different area of your body, you know, a few years later. And so for me, I just started cooking again, learning how to recook everything, learning how to veganize dishes, learning how to make regular dishes raw, and then, you know, that spawned a whole different area of what I do, is teaching people how to cook to make it taste good. And everybody absolutely loves my food. Because I've taken the time to figure out how to make healthy food taste good, and it's actually not that hard. But that's part of what I do, because I want people to not have to figure everything out from scratch like I did, mm-hmm. but, you know, give them a quick start guide to say, here's some really good stuff that you can try that's going to heal your body but allow you to, you know, share it with your family and stay on a healthy path, you know, for the long term.
Well, I'd like to talk about that, the transition phase, mm-hmm. because there has to be a transition phase, because, you know, a lot of times people aren't going to just, realistically, people aren't going to just let it all go. But mm-hmm. before I do that, I would like to first say to the mm-hmm. listeners online, if you have a question or a comment you'd like to speak with Dr. Lathan, all you have to do is press 1 and I can bring you on board. But I want to make this clear to everybody that's listening, too. Although you heard Dr. Lathan's testimony, she cured herself of thyroid cancer, this approach to wellness isn't just limited to cancer. There are people out there that are listening that have sickle cell. There are people out there that are listening that have diabetes, arthritis, mm-hmm. You know, heart trouble. So could you talk about that, that this is not just for cancer treatment, although that was what brought you to this mm-hmm. path, but this is for everything you got.
Right, absolutely. You know, there, as many other people have said, when you heal the body of one thing, it's very difficult to truly heal your body. Like, let's say I'm trying to cure cancer and I also have, you know, diabetes. It's hard to cure cancer without curing the diabetes at the same time, because the cures are both the same pretty much. So if you have one thing that you're trying to treat, generally it's going to clear up everything that you're dealing with when you switch to a whole food diet, because what you're doing is you're building your immune system. The immune system is what cures itself of cancer. It's what allows the body to get strong enough to overpower the cancer. Basically, when cancer is growing and growing out of control, it's that the cancer has more power than your immune system has. And so you have to change the balance to do that. When we're talking about diabetes and heart disease and things like that, it's the same diet that is going to build my immune system, is going to clear your arteries. It's going to unclog those arteries in heart disease. It's going to balance your insulin uptake. It's going to unclog the cells that aren't letting that insulin do what it needs to do. So it's going to do what it needs to do in the body. So we have to get away from the idea of, I'm going to take this for my diabetes and this for something else, the way the medical industry does. They give you, you know, 5 different pills for each of the 5 things you're dealing with, and then they give you the other pills to counteract the side effects of those 5 pills, so now you're on 10, and then, you know, and that grows and grows. But when you do it naturally and holistically, what heals the body of whatever it is you're dealing with. Now, there are definitely supplements that can help, let's say, strengthen your thyroid or build your blood with sickle cell or things like that. But generally, your baseline of a healthy, whole food, plant-based diet is going to be the foundation of what really helps you get there. People have done, for example, juice fast and turn their diabetes around within a week. We're talking about getting their blood sugars down to normal levels within a week by doing a juice fast. And in that same process, if they continue eating in a healthy way, whatever else they're dealing with is going to clear up, from acne on down to cancer. So when you heal the body, you heal the body. And it just then that's the wonderful thing about it, is that you don't have to do such individualized things the way, you know, we think of it traditionally. But you can heal pretty much anything by what you stop putting in your body and what you start putting in your body.
Well, now let's take somebody and we're going to get to the transition, but let's take somebody who has mm-hmm. sickle cell, for example, who was mm-hmm. born with it. So you have a parent who's like, okay, I've got an infant here. Now, And the infant didn't get it because of the infant's diet, but the infant actually inherited it, you know, as a result of the genes that the parents had. So what approach would you suggest to a parent that has a child, say, with sickle cell, the red blood cells, or didn't form properly, to reverse that condition? Because, again, what type of diet, I guess, would you, I'll say live it, would you put the child on to help that with that type of condition?
What's interesting is someone just emailed me about this today and was giving their testimony of they had sickle cell anemia and grew up with that and switched to a whole food plant-based diet, and within months their sickle cell was under control and turned around. So if it were me, number one, I would eliminate all dairy, all meat products, go to when I say whole foods, just for people who don't know what that means, it means food in their most natural form, meaning we're talking whole grains instead of processed white grains. We're talking black rice and brown rice instead of white rice. We're talking, you know, quinoa, organic foods as much as possible, especially when you're dealing with leafy greens and things like that, and fruit that has a very thin skin, you know, your apples and berries and things like that, eating those organically. So, you know, I would definitely switch to a completely plant-based diet. I would make sure they're getting adequate vitamin D3 because that's a factor in a lot of diseases, is if you don't have adequate D3 in your system, you're at risk for diabetes and cancer and tons of other things, because it's really a hormone that activates other vitamins in the body. So if you don't have enough, then nothing else is working properly. So D3 is incredibly important. You should be taking 5,000 international units a day for everyone. But if you're dealing with an illness, you want to bump that up to quite a bit, to like 20,000, until you're, you know, getting things under control. But I would definitely start a plant-based diet. I would not do a juice fast for a child, but I would give them juices as part of their diet, fresh green juices like kale and cabbage and ginger and things like that that are very healing, and making
chlorophyll.
Sure they're eating the whole grains.
Mm-hmm. What about chlorophyll? I heard somebody say chlorophyll. I heard a testimony where a lady was giving chlorophyll, I guess, to her child. I don't know
Absolutely.
What dosage. Yeah, she was saying that was helpful.
It is. And that's really what you get when you're doing juicing. You're getting chlorophyll, because chlorophyll is what makes leafy greens green. So when you eat, when you're juicing collards and kale and cabbage, you're getting a good dose of chlorophyll. But you can take chlorophyll. You can buy the liquid chlorophyll so that you can drink it all the time and just put like it usually comes in drops, half a dropper full, you know, in your water, you know, three times a day at least. You know, it's hard to overdo chlorophyll, so, because it's such a natural plant-based food, or nutrient rather. So chlorophyll is absolutely, definitely very, very helpful in that process. A lot of probiotics to help digestion is very helpful as well. So they're, you know, so that you're absorbing the nutrients that you need. But, yeah, I would definitely start with the basics of a very healthy, very clean diet. And then making sure you're getting your omega fatty acids is very important as well. And you can get that in your chia seeds, your hemp seeds, walnuts, and then you may want to take a supplement as well. Like you can get a DHA and EPA supplement, which is basically what the body does to turn those omega fatty acids into DHA, but you can take it directly and get a plant-based source of that, which is probably something that would be very helpful for that particular condition.
Wow. This is a very, very informational interview. I'm really enjoying this. Thank you so much again for being my guest, and I'm sure that the listeners out there are jotting these things down, hopefully, because, again, you can take control and you can change your life, but you've got to do something. There's got to be something. It's not going to be a pill. It's not going to be a zap. It's going to be you taking control of your life, and then watch the mirror. Then you will see the miracle happen. We were going to talk about transition, making that transition a based diet to a plant-based diet. Could you talk about that and the best way you feel to transition?
Right. Well, for me, I stopped cold turkey because I was in a crisis, right? But for other people who may not be in that situation, you know, there are definitely ways to do it, you know, to merge over more comfortably, so to speak. So one, you know, way to do that is to, you know, stop buying all animal products at home. That was one way that I've seen people do that. You know, just like, I'm not going to eat cheese anymore unless I'm out. So stop buying it at home so that you're not grabbing for it. And then you start basically losing a taste for it when you do that. A lot of people like to do, though, a 21-day transition where you're going to just try a plant-based diet for 21 days. And what happens in that process is that it generally takes 3 to 4 weeks for your taste buds to change and for your body to stop craving a lot of the things that it's used to craving. And so once you give your body time to adjust to that, it you know, you're at the end of the 21 days, you're generally probably going to keep with it, but at least it's a mental thing that you're not thinking you've given this up forever. You're saying, I can do this for 3 weeks, and then you can, you know, look at what you want to do at the end of the 3 weeks. But most people are able to keep going because now they've lost the cravings for the food that wasn't good for them, and they feel so much better. And that's what most people experience, is that when they get rid of the junk food, they get rid of all the heavy meat and dairy, they feel so much better, they don't really want to go back. And so that's one way. The other way is to start with just eating more meatless meals while you're just eating your regular diet. So just choose, you know, a day of week, you know, I'm going to have dinner, it's going to be meatless. We're going to have, you know, bean burritos or something without any meat. And then just getting used to eating meatless meals throughout your regular diet allows you to build up a repertoire of things that you can eat when you finally do go completely plant-based. A lot of people do the meatless Mondays, and it gives them a chance to try different things on that day and to see that it's not so hard, it's not so difficult to do. So I recommend building up a library of recipes that are your go-to recipes that you like, that your family likes, that are not meat-based, that are plant-based recipes, so that you have that to go to when you transition, because a lot of people end up falling off the wagon, so to speak, because they get bored with their diet, because they're eating just salads and smoothies because they don't know what else to eat. And so then they said, you know, I can't do this anymore, which is understandable because that's not a very well-rounded diet. So you want to incorporate definitely different foods to get used to it. And then it's great to take a, you know, watch YouTube, take a class or two to learn how to season food well, because that's, you know, a lot of times we just have relied on the meat-based seasonings or dairy to make things creamy or taste a certain way, or cheese, and so we're not really used to cooking and using, you know, cayenne pepper and, you know, all the herbs that are there that are actually healing herbs like turmeric and cinnamon and things like that that are actually healing. You need to learn how to use those seasonings in your cooking to make it taste good, but then it has the added benefit of being healing as well. So I recommend people just start a couple of meals a week with going plant-based and then increasing, you know, full days of doing, you know, plant-based, and then deciding when you're going to actually make that transition, and so that when you do, it's not foreign, all foreign food. It's something you've had before and you like, and then you keep building on that so that you don't get bored and then end up sliding back into those habits. And then I also recommend people learn where you can eat out. that's healthy. So, because, you know, a lot of times you're traveling or you're out, you want to eat with your family or friends. You know, I recommend, like, ethnic restaurants, like Thai restaurants or Japanese restaurants that traditionally have plant-based options on their menu, Indian restaurants that already have these type of foods that are already vegan or plant-based that don't take much to even to modify. So instead of eating at your steak and potato place, you know, try a Thai food where you can have papaya salad and coconut curries and things like that that are really, really good, that are done intentionally and not like an afterthought, so that you know where you can go to get, you know, great food. Of course, if you're lucky enough to have, you know, vegan restaurants, you know, obviously those are good choices too. So,
well, if you could talk about patience and as well with this, because a lot of times if somebody has they went to the doctor and they did not get a good bill of health. The doctor told them, you know, you've got cancer or, you know, arthritis or diabetes or whatever, heart trouble. You know, and they decide, they're listening to this show, and they're like, you know what, everything she says makes sense, and I'm going to do this. You know, I'm going all the way. I'm going to take this information, and I'm going to apply it to my life. And then they go and they start to do the transition. Naturally, when people are doing that, they're looking for results. You know, they're looking for the pain to stop. They're looking for the blood pressure to go down. You know, they're looking for, you know, a change in their, you know, their blood count or whatever indicates that they're getting better. They're looking for it. Now, it might not happen if you start eating vegetarian for a week. You know, like, but you did say, for example, with diabetes, that you can start seeing, you can see results as early as a week, depending on the condition and the how severe the condition is. But could you just talk about the need for patience? Because, again, people are looking for reasons, and they want to know, okay, if I do this, how long is it going to take before I start feeling better and start seeing results?
Right. That's a really good point. Because, you know, I stuck with my plan for a year before I actually got results or knew that I had results. So it does take some resolve because the tumor wasn't changing. And at first I was somewhat discouraged by that because it didn't happen in the first 3 months. I was like, I've seen other people are healing quicker. They're, you know, things are healing in weeks, and why is it mine? Mine is small. It should be gone, you know. So, but it wasn't, I was, you know, smart enough to know that the best thing to do isn't quit, but it's to, you know, redouble your efforts and keep going and maybe shift your efforts and try something different. And that's when I actually got into more visualization and meditation so that I could relax about the process. But it does take, you know, patience, you know, and it also depends on how committed you are to making the change, how, let's say, hardcore you want to go. You know, you do get very generally quick results with certain types of things like diabetes with juice fast and things like that, because that's, you know, you're completely cleaning out your system and you're just feeding your body clean, you know, juices, organic juices, and so your body's able to rest and heal. And so that's the fastest way. I mean, when you go on a raw food diet, that's faster than just doing a plant food diet that's cooked. So you're going to get faster results with that. If you just switch diets to, you know, a whole foods plant-based diet that includes lots of cooked food, you're going to have results, but it's going to take longer. So it really, you can kind of determine, you know, how fast you want this process to go. But even so, not everything turns around in a month or 2 months, because some of these conditions have been building for years, and it takes a while to turn them around. Generally, people do see drops in cholesterol and blood work and things within 30 days when they have switched to a completely plant-based diet. So you can see some results. And then if you really want to make sure you're getting results, you have to add exercise to that, which is part of my regimen. Exercise definitely speeds up this process because it allows you to get toxins out of your body, it allows you to release stress, and it has a healing effect. So you want to add exercise in there, and then you want to add whatever your faith is, whether it's prayer, meditation, whatever that is, you need to add that to this process, and you need to add positive thinking to this process, because our thoughts have a great effect on our body chemistry. So if you're being very fearful and very doubtful while you're going through this process, that slows down the healing process. And that's something, you know, I had to learn about, just letting the fear go and not realizing that that creates acidity in the body when you're thinking negative thoughts about your healing process. I stopped saying I had cancer. I started saying I was diagnosed with it, but I'm healing, because I wasn't claiming it anymore. I was like, I'm in the healing process. I'm not going to sit here and say I have cancer when I'm telling my body to get rid of it. So it's so many factors, and that's why I advocate holistic health and not just eat this and go on with your life. No, we need to deal with everything. We need to deal with what's stressing you out, because a lot of times disease manifests as a result of things we're not dealing with emotionally in our lives, with relationships in our lives, or our finances, or whatever it is that bugs us that we think about as we go to bed at night. That disease sometimes pops up to force us to deal with that. And so when you take a holistic approach, you deal with everything. And that's why I said, when I got this diagnosis and I started reading that, I changed everything. My job was stressing me out at the time. I wanted out, so I quit, you know. And I said, you know, the universe is going to make this work out. God, you know, I'm leaving it up to you. And it worked out, you know, that I was able to have finances during that process. So, you know, you have to be willing to change whatever you have to change to heal your body. And sometimes it's more than the food.
You said a mouthful. No pun intended. You said a mouthful. That is just powerful, powerful information. You have to be willing to let it all go, whatever it is in your life that's causing the dis-ease. Matter of fact, I saw something today where there was a young lady who had a stroke, a very young lady. I think she was probably, it might have been in her teens, that had a stroke because of, she was giving a testimony. She was basically warning people that she was carrying stuff. You know what I mean? Just, I guess, angry and just mental stuff and, you know, being worried all the time. And, you know, you got to start surrounding yourself with people that are, like, in, for example, in your case, that were supportive, you know, of what you're trying to do. Eliminate the people out of your life and the situations out of your life that are causing you stress. Because, again, like you said, when you lay down at night, if something's bugging you, you know, it could show up in more than just a bad night's sleep.
Exactly.
So,
absolutely.
Well, you know, you talked about yes. But I was,
no, go ahead.
Please. I was going to say, you mentioned acidity, and I'd like to briefly talk about alkalinity and versus acidity, because I'm sure that people need that information too, in terms of what it is that they're putting into their mouth. You don't want to just put any old thing into your mouth. You got to start doing a bit of research to find out what's acidic and what's alkaline. For the listeners who might not know, can you talk about the role that that information plays?
Sure, sure. What some of the research is saying is that disease tends to grow in a more acidic body, and that it's harder for disease to grow in a more alkaline body. And so what causes acidity and alkalinity is both food and emotions. So when you eat primarily your foods that are going to be alkaline, which is what you want. You want more alkaline food so that you don't have so much acid for your body to neutralize. Are going to be all of your fruits and vegetables, all fruits and most vegetables. The things that are acidic, that are highly acidic, are sugar, coffee, meat, dairy. Those are on the very highly acidic side. Other things that are acidic are a lot of your nuts and your grains. They're not as acidic as those other things I just mentioned. They're somewhere in the middle. So what you want is not to eat all alkaline food. What you want is a balance. You want to have a balance of eating mostly alkaline with a balance of acidic, healthy, plant-based acidic foods that don't leave such a bad residue or ash, as they call it. So, you know, when you're eating, you want half your plate to be green. That's going to balance your alkalinity right there. And then you want your sources of, you know, we like to think of protein, but really you're looking at more whole grains or nuts and seeds and beans is what you want. You want to look at it as the four food groups being fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and then your beans, seeds, and nuts, your legumes. Those are really the four food groups that you're wanting to eat from. And you want that green leafy vegetables or just green vegetables to be half your plate. And then, mm-hmm. you know, a quarter of your plate being, you know, your whole grain and a quarter of your plate being your beans, nuts, seeds. And then you get your fruit, you know, at different times throughout the day or at breakfast to make sure you're getting, you know, five servings of fruit. So that's really how you want to look at it, because when you're highly acidic, your body tries to neutralize that, and it does a very good job at it. It's not going to let you get over acidic, but what it does is it steals nutrients to do that sometimes when you're not eating a balanced diet. So if you're consistently drinking down soda or coffee or eating lots of meat, especially let's say a typical fast food would be a soda, fries, and a burger, all of those are highly acidic. So now your body has to figure out how to neutralize that, because you didn't even give it any help by having a salad with that. So it then will take calcium from your blood to neutralize that acid, because if you get too acidic, you will die. So your body doesn't let that happen. And then if you continue doing that, it starts leaching calcium from your bones, and then you get osteoporosis.
Hello? Hello? Ms. Lathan, are you still there? I don't know what's going on, so let me see. We're going to try to get Ms. Lathan back on the line. Okay, so, okay, let's see if what's going on here. So everybody, I ask you to just bear with me. Okay, we're going to see if we can get Ms. Lathan back on the phone, because we're going to play a song, okay, while we try to get her back. Okay, so just be patient and bear with us. We're going to play a song. Enjoy while we get her back. Dr. Lathan?
I'm here. I'm sorry about that. Not sure what happened.
I don't know, but where were we?
we were talking about, I think we got to the point about the food, right, about, you know, acidity and alkalinity and, let's say, burgers, and how if you're eating, let's say, a meal from a fast food restaurant, if you're having typical fries, burger, and soda, all those foods are highly acidic. And basically your body has to go through a process of trying to neutralize that if you don't eat anything that is alkaline, like a salad or something, or green vegetables. And over time what happens is your body will take calcium from the blood to neutralize that acid. And then if it needs more, it will begin taking calcium from the bones, leaching calcium from the bones to neutralize that acid. And then over time, you get weakened bones and osteoporosis and things like that. So, and basically, you're at a very imbalanced state while your body's borrowing to balance something out over time that's going to take a negative effect on the body. So that's why I was saying you want your plate to be at least half green all the time, and get your fruits and vegetables, you know, your fruit throughout the day, but eating from those four food groups. And then your emotions, positive emotions, cause your body to be more alkaline, whereas negative emotions cause your body chemistry to become more acidic, and it can change within minutes. So it's very important to have a positive outlook and not repeat negative thoughts and doubtful thoughts and things that we sometimes do and say negative things about ourselves. Negative self-talk can cause the body to be very acidic, which isn't a good thing.
Wow. You know, this hour has gone by so fast, and I know this is an ongoing conversation. I'd love to have you back so that we can do a part two of this.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to do that.
But I know I want to help you to share this information. You host a webcast called Health 365, and you have a vegan cooking show called The Veggie Chest. Could you talk about those for our listeners? And then, of course, give your information numbers for people to contact you, your website, you know, however they can reach you, because I'm sure that after this interview, you're going to have a lot of people wanting to talk to you.
Absolutely. The show Health 365 is basically where I talk to and interview lots of people who have who are doing the holistic health path, whether they're practitioners or people who've used it personally. And we really delve into different topics from stress to Ayurveda to different things like that. And you can go to my website, rubylathan.com, and get a link to that. And that's rubylathon.com. And then the cooking show, The Veggie Chest, that's something I did because I wanted to help the clients that I coach kind of understand what different foods are, like dulse and seaweed and all these things they hadn't heard of before, that they could, you know, just go and see me do it and it won't seem so hard. And so that's also on my website. It's on YouTube as well at The Veggie Chest. You can subscribe to that channel. It's on the Food Channel's website as well. So a lot of people are really enjoying it. It's mostly lots of raw dishes, some cooked, but primarily raw dishes. So that's I keep it simple and easy so that it's accessible to everyone. And then to get in contact with me, you can definitely go to my website, again, rubylathan.com, and there's contact information all there, or you can call me at 202-709-7829. And I'm happy to coach people. I do classes, workshops, seminars. We're planning a big conference in Baltimore in November. I'm sure happy to share that information as more details come up, and it'll be on my website.
Dr. Lathan, I just want to say thank you so very much. I commend you for the work that you do, and I thank you for all of the lives that you've touched and will touch, because I know that the work that you do is not necessarily easy. It may be rewarding, but it's not always easy.
True.
I want to say thank you for those who are listening online, who are taking this information. I want to say thank you for them. I want to thank you again for, you know, all of the lives that you've touched. I definitely want to say, give a shout-out to Healthy247, Sister Carmen. Thank you so much for even suggesting I interview this fabulous guest, Dr. Lathan. It's truly been rewarding for me, and it's been rewarding for my listeners. And, again, thank you to I grew up in D.C. Thank you for the parents, to the parents of children with sickle cell. Hopefully the information that you heard today will help you as well. Again, everybody, my name is Juwanza. You can tune in every Tuesday and Thursday. Also, you can go back and check the archives because, and for those who are listening now, if you know somebody that needs to hear this information and you know that they didn't tune in for whatever reason, there's an archive, so they can actually go back and listen to the archives, and they can listen to this fabulous interview with Dr. Lathan. We have fabulous guests come on. We do shows on yoga. We have the Swamis, Michael Perry and Heidi Lindman, as Swami Abhipandananda and Swami Jyotirvakyananda. Once a month, we have Brother Orwa Himacharan Comet. He talks about the 11 laws of God. For the, all of the entrepreneurs out there, we have Professor Joseph T. Geiger, who comes on once a month. He's written an awesome book called 101 Business Principles, The Road to the Top. Dr. Akmal Moorkill comes on once a month, and he's approaching health from a traditional Chinese medicine. We've got Coy Dunstan, a regular on, owner of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's a regular guest on, and he comes on once a month. So go back, check out the archives, and just scroll on down, and you'll find something that can benefit you. But again, definitely give Dr. Lathan a call, contact her. Dr. Lathan, could you give your email address and your website one more time?
Sure. My email is going to be info@rubylathan.com. And that's also my website is rubylathan.com, www.rubylathan.com, and that's Lathan, L-A-T-H-O-N.
Dr. Lathan, I salute you. You know, I thank you. We'll have to have you back for a part two. Any parting words for our listeners?
Sure. I would say, you know, just believe in what you're doing. Believe that a natural way is possible, because that is the first step, is believing in it, and then follow through and get support to help you along that way, and you will see, you know, amazing things happen in your life. It's definitely worth the try.
You have nothing to lose but your disease.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Dr. Lathan, I want to say again, thank you so much, everybody. We're going to play a song. It's called Take Me Higher, because everybody, I know you want to go higher, okay? Everybody wants to. You want to reach for the top, and don't ever stop. My name is Jawanza. I love you so much. Peace and blessings.
Take me up higher.